This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A new iNews project called Losing Ground provides a revealing portrait of disparities for Colorado's African-American and Latina residents. The series looks back at five decades of information from the civil rights era to the present, and it shows that things seem to be getting worse where income, education, and home ownership are concerned. I'm talking now with Laura Frank and Bert Hubbard with iNews about the project. Laura, I'd like to start with you. What prompted the study in the first place?
Well, we started asking these questions when we began last year getting the results of the 2010 census. And Bert Hubbard, who's a fantastic data analyst, started looking at some of the figures and noticing some really surprising trends. And then he decided to go back and look at historical data to make some comparisons. And it really literally was a case of having to get data that wasn't, you know, readily available. It wasn't something that was just out there, going back and getting some of the historical data. And when he did, we saw that gaps in income and education, home ownership, some of the most important measures of social progress, the gaps between whites and African Americans and Latinos had actually grown since the civil rights movement. So that really got to the question of why. It was surprising for a lot of people to see these numbers.
Bert, you did a lot of research kind of delving into these different disparities and gaps. What were some of your key findings?
I mean, some of the things that really surprised us were, for example, on incomes, family incomes. Right after the civil rights era, both Latino families and black families in Colorado were making a little bit more than 70% of what white families were earning. Today, Latino families are only earning just a little over 50% of what white families are earning. And for black families, it's just a little bit above 60%. That's a huge difference in like three or four decades.
And I'm imagining that some of these areas are kind of interrelated.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, again, the college graduation rates track the income. Back in the 70s and 80s, the differences between college graduation rates among black, Latino, and white adults was, you know, single digits in percentage points. Today, the graduation rate for whites is three times higher than for Latino adults and twice as high as for black adults. So they go hand in hand. I mean, it was interesting that the one thing you saw where the gaps narrowed was in high school degrees. And at that point in time, high school degrees were sort of the entry into jobs. Well, today, it's really college degrees that are the entry into jobs. And so you can see that impact on the incomes.
Were there any next steps or actions that kind of jumped out at you that should come out of this research?
I think the state probably really needs to look at education. Colorado has fallen from in the middle of the pack in funding both K through 12 and higher education to near the bottom. And at the same time, college tuition rates have been going up. And that's a double whammy for families that are trying to, you know, afford to send their kids to college. And I think probably, you know, addressing that whole phenomena, that issue, would do a lot to try to help close these gaps.
The thing about this story is that it's a really – there aren't obvious, simple solutions. Because there aren't obvious, simple reasons that these gaps are widening again. In the stories, we look at some of the issues. We look at policies that affect the economy, changes in the economy. We look at changes in family structure. We look at policies that have to do with justice and all kinds of issues. And when you wrap all those together, those help explain some of the growth in the gap. So I think really this series is the start of a conversation for Colorado about what needs to happen next. Why are these gaps growing? What does it mean for all of us?
Thanks so much to you both. That's Laura Frank and Bert Hubbard of the iNews Network. You'll find their Losing Ground series on our website this week, starting with two stories on the trends for Colorado's minorities and family disintegration. Look for those at KUNC.org.